We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
What is ICE? It is the legal arm of the Immigration Department that rounds up illegal immigrants.
Right, and the people that they are targeting are people who they maintain are in this country illegally.
And there are also those who come here as refugees, and there are some who obviously come legally, but maybe overstay their visit terms.
Now, yesterday there was supposed to be this massive swamping of ICE going in and grabbing all these people. It didn't happen. And the administration is saying, in part because there was so much publicity that warned people in advance that it was going to happen, there were a few raids around the country. And now the administration is saying these small raids without any kind of forewarning will continue to happen.
And by the way, ICE is Immigration and Customs Enforcement. It's a acronym for that, and that is what they do. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Sister Janice Vanderneck, who is with St. Joseph's in Baden. Good morning, Sister.
Good morning.
And Sister, you are part of Casa San Jose. Is that, did I say
yes.
it right?
Yes, I'm the founding director.
Which is an organization that does what?
Casa San Jose is an agency that was established by the Sisters of St. Joseph. That's why we have the name Casa San Jose for St. Joseph, to work with recently arrived Latino immigrants in Pittsburgh and the surrounding counties, Allegheny County and surrounding, for to connect them with resources and give them a welcome and help them to integrate.
So I would imagine there's some misinformation. For a lot of people, they don't understand the difference between a refugee coming here legally and other people who have made it across the border illegally or overstayed their official visas, correct?
That's correct, yes.
So what was the anticipation as these raids were supposed to happen yesterday?
Well, it's very, very unusual for there to be a public announcement of ICE raids. That was initiated, I believe, when the president tweeted that information. And I don't think ICE itself ever wants it to be announced. Their principal tactic is to operate by surprise. So the effect that the public announcement had on our community was to spread tremendous fear, and especially among the children. The children live already in a state of terror that their parents will be taken from them, and that's what breaks my heart. We do training classes with the people to help them for deportation preparedness. We help them know their rights, because people do have rights in front of immigration enforcement. We help them to do preparedness in the event that they are taken. Principal among the preparedness is to prepare a document of who you name as the parents, whom you name to be responsible for your children in the event that you are taken. The differences of status, yes, are very complex. And the persons who are coming across our southern border now, most of them are asking for asylum. So you do have a legal right to present in the country in which you are asking asylum. And if you are deemed to have credible fear in your home country, then you are permitted to enter and pursue your case. The people that were targeted by the ICE enforcement are persons who have an order of deportation, and they did not self-deport, and therefore are subject to being taken by ice. Those people know very well the very, very risky situation that they are in. Here in Pittsburgh, we at Casa San Jose have been working at this for years, so we're pretty familiar with the community. I would say we have very few folks who fall in that category of having an order of deportation and yet are still here. And they know that they are subject to removal at any time. So that's a very different situation. ICE has been very active in Pittsburgh neighborhoods and beyond, Allegheny County and beyond, ever since the president announced shortly after he was inaugurated that he wanted ICE to be arresting and taking people. And we have had, we have a rapid response team to respond as soon as we get word that someone has been taken, to try to help provide the family with information about where their loved one is, and to try to assist that person in any way. If they do have means to be defended legally, then that they get proper defense. And there have been arrests, regular arrests in our community, and continue to be ever since that announcement was made.
Which goes back to what you said earlier about everybody being on edge and concern.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
So this is a constant. This isn't just yesterday. This is every day.
Oh, we've had this. Yes, we've had this for several 2 years now. Yes.
And how many? Do you have any idea of just how many people are here in the region? Well, that you have served at Casa San Jose.
Oh my goodness! Yes, we have served hundreds, and these are not all undocumented people. These are people that have green cards. Some of them are citizens, but since they don't speak English, some of them, they come to us for assistance. We have youth that are on deferred action for childhood arrivals. We have American citizen children in the families. And so we call them mixed status families. And there are some who, like you said, overstay their visa and therefore fall into a category of being undocumented. Refugee is an entirely different category, and that you get that determination when you are in your home country or in a refugee camp in a neighboring country. And then you are brought here to the United States actually by our refugee program. The persons, as I said, that are coming now are called asylees, asylum seekers, and that process is very backed up, and it is taking a long, long time.
Therein lies part of the problem, is this the time lag of dealing with the legal parts. Founding director of Casa San Jose here in the Pittsburgh area, Sister Janice Vanderneck, St. Joseph's in Baden. We appreciate your time this morning, Sister. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.